Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Eminem. Eminem, obviously, for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of On the Couch with Eminem.
Really excited today, and as you can see by our surroundings, not our usual position. We're actually really privileged to be at the realestate.com head office in Church Street, Melbourne. And joining us today on a two-part series is Mr. Chief of Tech and Inventor and Technology, Nigel Dalton. Nigel, welcome to the show.
Fabulous to have you here.
So good to have you. We've already had about an hour with Nigel. We went into his building and we had a look at a few bits and pieces around. We're so excited to be sharing this with you because we've had some questions already for you, but I think we're going to throw them out the window and just start with just asking you the biggest question, which I think is what is the next biggest technology thing that you think is on the market right now?
I think virtual reality is going to be huge. It's already huge in some industries, in gaming in particular. It's going to be enormous in tourism. It's going to be enormous in property. Anywhere where a spatial experience is important, it's got tremendous potential. So that's why we jumped on the bandwagon with real estate VR on this headset last year with Google on the Daydream platform. That's a big advance over their cardboard headsets.
Yes, remember those.
It's got a quality lens. It still runs on a phone. There's a standalone version coming. We've got thousands of property tours inside here. They were created with Matterport cameras. And we have a sort of a thing, although we have RAA Labs and we're very nerdy, it's engineering. We start with three human concepts. We think what's absolutely vital to understand is time, trust, and transparency in real estate. So these save time.
The three T's, time, trust, transparency. Very good.
They've probably always been the currency of real estate. They are the currency of the web, the internet, and these new technologies. So that's what we look for to try and change the way people experience those things, give them more time. Increasing trust is hard. They don't trust robots that much, so there's still a human element to it. And transparency is data. You know, we tried the new Google Earth experience on the HTC Vive with a headset before. You know, people are, you can expect a world where you're basically walking through Google's model of Earth with the price of every house as it last sold hanging in the air above that house. Consumers are demanding that transparency.
And how far away do you think that technology is going to be at the forefront, and that will be the way that we look? And
2020 will be the time we really start to notice the difference. So
2020 is not that far away, is it?
No, it's only 2 years. It seems like future. Yeah, it's not crazy, but
it's around the corner.
I always say, remember back to 2006. 2006 was 12 years ago. We had Nokia phones.
Yep.
And we had the early digital cameras, but we didn't think of going on the internet on our phone.
No.
And there was no iPhone. There was no Tinder. There was no Facebook. There was none of the things people are used to today. So that's 12 years ago. So 12 years on is 2030. Now, that what can happen if we've had that much change in the last 12 years, double that to 2030.
More than double, because it does go exponentially.
It gets faster and faster.
So that's amazing. So if you're a real estate agent today, what should you be doing to positioning yourself to be at the forefront? What should we be doing right now?
I think the real question for real estate, and it's for the whole ecosystem that is in Australia. So it's agents, it's lawyers, it's conveyancers, it's bankers, it's portals. There's 20 or more players in our ecosystem.
Yeah.
We need to be resilient to change. So
how do we do that?
Well, number one's a mindset. I think personal resilience is really important, and it's something our CEO, Tracy, emphasises. Your personal ability to bounce back is really important. So that's a fitness thing. I think that's the thing for our industry is people's mental health, people's physical health.
Yeah.
When it comes at them and they go to a pitch and they're told, oh, no, I can get this cheaper from the internet XYZ, they need to be able to take that deep breath and know their stuff and respond if you're panicking. That's the starting point. resilient individuals.
And be able to position themselves in a way that they can demonstrate value to the consumer.
Always. They have to otherwise, have the knowledge. They've got to take the time to understand this tech. Now, if you're frightened by tech, that's a really big problem.
You'll be left behind.
You will. And what we have to do is get a younger generation into our industry who are perfectly comfortable with us and hand a little of the power over to them. So then team resilience becomes the next thing. In our industry, renowned for its rock star culture, rock star salespeople, and we need to think team.
What an important aspect to be embracing technology in that with that methodology and that foresight, that mindset. Mm.
So think of robots, for example, as being a team member, a human support robot, an HSR in our vernacular, a robot on your team managing the shop between midnight and 6 a.m. Because we're sending hundreds of referrals from realestate.com.au to your office between midnight and 6 a.m. People work shifts. They are insomniacs. They do crazy things. What do you reckon their expectation of a response to their inquiry at 3 a.m. is? How quickly do they expect your people to get back?
Immediate.
It's quite interesting because I was just talking about this with our IT people back at our office, and we're talking about, but we know it's an automated response.
It doesn't matter if it's 3 a.m., it is an automated response, but the psyche is we expect it. Yeah, we still want it.
And the trick is this, make your automated response, never try to disguise it as a person.
No, that's right.
So many companies have gone wrong trying to build computer bots that sound like a human and they get caught out. People have got a sixth sense about that. Make it fun. Make it a robot that's compliant with your culture. Say, hey, I'm the team assistant.
Yeah.
They're all in bed sleeping for a big day tomorrow.
Yeah. Awesome.
So nobody can get back to you now. I noticed you were looking at number 16. Number 30 is coming up on that street in about 3 months' time. You'd probably be interested in that, and I can send you a link to it. Now, I know you're up late, so what time would you like one of our team to phone you in the morning?
That's amazing.
And that's it a program just changes everything, anybody doesn't can it? Write. Mm. And, but you're using your culture, your team culture, and your spirit to do that. And it gets so complex now and such a high expectation of service standards that an individual rock star won't be able to cope in 2 years' time.
No, they won't. And so it will be the norm thing. A robot in your EBUs, in your effective business units.
But the way you're describing it, people are fearful of technology, looking at it from removing the human element. But I remember Steve Carroll famously said at a conference I was at, he goes, the more we get ingrained in technology, the more the human element is required. So we need to still have that personal touch and making that the robotic feel like a personal touch rather than totally technology, ignoring the client.
Yeah, so I'm famously said at ARIC that, robots will replace real estate agents by 2020. Now, the big caveat is it'll replace an average real estate agent who's just robotically downloading scripts off the internet, churning them out at a sales presentation, presenting the data they were given, not using these cameras and these microphones and this computer in a way that differentiates.
To build relationships and to be of service.
So a great agent has got a great future here, but they're going to have to engage and they're going to not be able to take the tsunami of work that's coming their way. I really think there'll be a sorting out by 2025 of the number of agents in the industry.
So we need to make the great ones very productive. Yeah.
So we're going, so currently
and knowledgeable, there's
approximate and knowledgeable.
And, onto,
and we'll on, talk about disruption and the changes obviously on the table here. But really, that's going to be the big change. The number of real estate agents will decrease, whilst the good ones' productivity and volume increases.
Yeah, so that's where teams and resilient teams are going to become critical.
Mm.
So you've got resilient individuals, resilient teams, and resilient organisations. So resilient organisations, as again Tracy will tell you, it's about leadership, it's about values and purpose, and differentiating yourself and attracting great people to work for you and be in your culture. As we get more of this crazy digital stuff, the human touch becomes more precious.
Mm.
So if you can inject a little bit of that and not be a robot, that's how you'll win.
That's how you win, yeah.
Totally invaluable. So finishing off part one of our interview, so what are the biggest disruptors? We've got some technology here, but from, we spoke about a couple from Amazon, from Google. What's your feelings on the biggest disruptors?
I think the most interesting one is this tiny device. So this is the Amazon Echo. It's the very small version. This is not launched in Australia yet. It'll come out when Amazon Echo. Yeah, so they'll launch it with the stores, and they'll launch a range of services in Australia at the same time. One of those services, which very few people know about, is a recommendation of professional services in an area, in a neighbourhood. They just added real estate agents to that list in the United States. So people are going to get used to talking to their devices. You know, we talked to our little Google assistant before.
We did.
They'll get used to asking Amazon, and this changes the game because none of the visual cues are involved. And we'll ask this little device, who's a great real estate agent in Frankston? Who's a great real estate agent in Flinders? It will go away and figure out who has a reputation score that is worth recommending. Our industry doesn't have a reliable reputation score today.
No.
We've got a bunch of players, you know, who have come in and are kind of, their business model is quite clear, isn't it? They're generating cash from leads, selling those to the industry.
Yes. And there's a number of players coming into the equation.
It is.
And if you do the maths on it, they are major players now in the real estate industry.
Yeah.
So the referring agents, businesses, do the maths. They are taking
well, what's that. Happened is in lean times for listings in the last period of time, the door opened a crack and a few people, you know, split their commission with those people along the way. Doors open a crack, watch an 800-pound gorilla push you that door. So, again, more work for the agent, going to have to manage their reputation in the digital field.
So your digital footprint is more important now than ever.
Now, in the Amazon good world, information in there. There's no asking your customers for just the nice reviews. You get the lot.
Everything, yeah.
Now, in some ways, that makes you more resilient. If you can walk up to that now, every agency knows they've got their amazing performer, their average performer, someone not doing so well, and are worried about their reputation being scored on this person. So much agency time goes into coaching them, bringing them up and all those kind of things. And we're going to have to accept that that's out in the open in this world and deal with the skills and capabilities of our teams. One of the costs of this kind of crazy social media world where property's on Facebook, it's being experienced in virtual reality, is you're going to have to hire another team member to deal with the social media, responding to it within 4 minutes, getting your reputation right. Messaging is going to become key. The days of the phone call, and I'll show you my amazing old collection of phones over there. The days of the phone call coming in and you calling back, they're gone. It's about messaging. They want a Facebook Messenger message or a text message, and they actually perceive a phone call as being a foreign intrusion upon your life on this computer.
People are time poor. Extremely time poor. So I think that instant, we're expecting instant now, and the phone call is not instant. It's actually disturbing us.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it is the only weapon in many real estate agents' arsenal is a phone call, and that's it's going to get done in, you know. That's a giant challenge.
But awesome opportunity as well. If you've got the foresight to see that, what are you building into your systems to actually accommodate that? Like, we have what we call our two-way SMS, so instant response, and instead of using the phone call. But but I think that where there's challenges, there's also opportunities. Great opportunities.
Sure. Oh,
it's fantastic. We just have to build diverse teams. That's one of our philosophies. We're solving complex problems now. Diverse teams, men, women, generations, cultures, they are going to be the ones that solve the nuttier problems in real estate.
That's a good
one last question. It's probably a question for the next episode, but I need to answer it now. So if you were going to if you had a real estate office today, would you employ a social media strategist straight away as a full-time person in your team?
I'd start them out young. That's the next generation of real estate. And one of my favorite stories is Toop and Toop and down in Adelaide.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
great.
Anthony,
and the girls.
Tragic with the stroke. And so the two girls, Genevieve and Susanna, have taken that over. Now they're both young and completely social media savvy.
Yeah.
So their way of running their property management business, for example, is grounded in an ecosystem of communication on this device with tenants, with landlords, and they have their own platform now that ensures teams can share what conversation took place where. There's a couple of agencies around the world building those platforms and doing that. Young people, social savvy, core part of your team.
I see another interview over in South Australia.
Yeah, yeah. With the two girls. That sounds great.
That's awesome.
I'll fly there.
Thank you for joining us today in part one. And thank you guys for listening. And we look forward to seeing you in part two next week. Thank you.
We're going to keep recording now.
Yes, of course we are.